Module number 16, The Fountain of Youth. This feature is about lengthening our lifespan.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. More and more of us today are living to be 100, but what if we could live even longer? What if there really were a fountain of youth? Here's John Cotri, a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
If you could drink from the fountain of youth, would you?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I think I would. And I think that anyone in their right mind would say that they would drink from the fountain of youth because they like to linger and hold on to life as long as they can. And if anyone said anything differently, they nuts.
If you could drink from the fountain of youth, would you?
No.
I did in St. Augustine. It tasted lousy, the water.
I'm not sure I'd drink from the fountain of youth if I had the chance. How long do I want to live? Sometimes it depends on whether I'm having a good day or a bad day. But the possibilities of a longer lifespan are intriguing. Right now, the limit of human life is a little over 100 years. But biologist Richard Edelman speculates that in the distant future, it might be different. In certain conditions, he says, human cells will not die.
If you take a normal human cell, which when grown in tissue culture, an artificial laboratory environment, can only divide a finite number of times and then dies. If you infect that cell with certain kinds of viruses, that cell will no longer die. It divides infinitely. It appears to have been made immortal. Obviously, that's good for the cell if your definition of good is the ability for that cell to continue its existence. If, however, you are the host in which that cell has now started dividing crazily, it obviously is not so good.
Biologists are also learning how to modify the genes that are found in each one of our cells. The technology is just in its infancy, but Edelman has thought about the possibilities.
The day will come, if we live long enough, when certain physiological functions that are lost today will not be lost. Certain diseases that affect us today will not affect us. The implications almost are beyond the imagination. As we understand the genetics of our system, as we become sufficiently civilized to control our environment, there is no limit, in my opinion, to the quality or quantity of life that we can anticipate.
It sounds a lot like the fountain of youth, and Edelman does not rule out the possibility, in centuries to come, of endless life.
There is no rational basis to account for the termination of life. We don't begin to understand how and why it was created, and who knows if we ever will. But since the capability exists for those cells to reproduce themselves, for the components to reproduce themselves, it's inconceivable to me, and this is, again, is conviction, it's not science, that there should be such a thing as a finite lifespan. I believe that we should be able to live with a good quality of life as long as we want. But that's only belief.
It's a belief that may never come to pass. But would any of us want endless life, or even another 30 or 40 years? I asked some older people and found there was plenty to think about at the Fountain of Youth. A lot of ifs.
If I could have good health, I would love it.
If I could live to be 130, and wouldn't deteriorate any more than I am now, as I say yes. But if I live to be 100, 130, 140, and would be a shadow myself, or be a vegetable, I would say no.
My husband and I have a pact, and we have talked it over with our children. And if either one of us becomes incapacitated and cannot make the decision, we don't want to live on a machine if there is no quality of life.
So you don't sound as though you're afraid to die.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe if I'm actually faced with it.
I face reality, and unless some miracles happen in the next few years, the deterioration can become so severe that life wouldn't necessarily be worth all that much. And if you really get sick and you go into a real bad situation where you have all kinds of modern technology keeping you alive, we all have a duty to die, and that goes for any age.
So if someone said you could turn back the clock, you'd say?
No.
No, thank you. Would you want to live, if you could, say to be 130
no,
or 140?
No, thank you. No.
So you like 82 years just about the way they are.
It's been a good life. And I'm happy.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotrie, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn, these features are productions of the University of Michigan.